Okay, it's Wednesday. That means we check in with Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman, makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, how nice is it in Ellettsville this morning?
Oh, the sun was just showing over those treetops. It's just,
take a picture.
It seems like it's just a bit too chilly for this time of the year, but other than that, it's gorgeous. The rain came and went.
All those days,
I didn't
like
at all what you were saying, that it's going to come right back again.
It is, but your flowers and grass are going to be nice. But that's what we trade off for days of the 60s in February. We get a couple of 50s here in May. But we'll keep an eye on the weather as we always do. We're also keeping an eye at the governor's desk as he sees bills and stuff that are running through there. And he's putting his signature on some of those, affecting things happening here in Bloomington and Monroe County. Obviously, as we talked about last hour, there's the Mayor John Hamilton and Susan Sandberg from the City Council are going to have a interactive meeting tomorrow at 5 o'clock discussing how state legislature affects local issues here in Bloomington. That's at the City Hall atrium at 5:30. Give us your feelings on what the state's doing and what Eric Holcomb has been up to.
Well, let me tell you what, the elected officials in the county are delighted to see that the state listened to our plea and helped us out to help the citizens here in the county who were so concerned about what was going on with annexation when they felt they had no voice whatsoever. So it's my hope that the state will listen again and change legislation so that the citizens will be given a voice having to do with annexing their property. The other thing is we're really happy about here in the county is that legislation at the state is such that we will have opportunity to get more dollars for our roads and bridges and some of these major repairs. So we have to do some matching dollars with it, and I think we'll be prepared to make those matching dollars stretch just as far as they can. We know that on the last go-around, we did some major paving projects, and they're hoping to get dollars together to do some more paving projects. McNeely, out this direction, is scheduled to be repaired this summer as well in repaving. And, you know, when we have less snow and ice events,
oh baby,
our highway department, they're able to put some money back and put it toward paving. And of course, with the, we didn't have as much freeze and thaw, so we didn't have as many potholes. But so we were looking forward to having more dollars for repaving. But then we have these storm events. And, of course, there's been a lot of overtime hours, and our crew have been out there. Boy, they have done a yeoman's job out there and using some of their major equipment and trying to get the streets cleared of brush and trees that's come down, trying to keep the culverts and cleared out enough so that we don't have flooding. And so I'm hoping they'll get it. I hope they got maybe a day's worth of rest before they have to start again tonight, because this kind of flooding, this clay soil is just not going to, it's just a problem here. But our crew's up to the task, but what that does is that takes more of those overtime hours, more equipment hours and so forth. So there will
be thankfully
not as
there
much
wasn't
money
snow
for repaving as we head home.
Well, thankfully there wasn't a bunch of snow this winter then, because if you have both of those, that gets tough.
Right. But, you know, they always figure a way to get around it. And hopefully on those years where we've not had a lot of snow and ice removal, they'll bank some of that money for those years when we do have more than usual. And so it's always a balancing game, and we're so lucky to have the kind of leadership we have there, because they're used to doing it, and they're used to making sure the money will go as far as they can make it go. And so to have those long-term employees, they're just treasures to the county, and we were very concerned about how we might lose some of our employees due to the annexation situation. So we're all joyful that that's not on our plate and not going to be, at least for another 5 years.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawks, our guest this morning. Property taxes, property taxes.
Right, and I spoke with our county treasurer earlier, and I'm delighted to say that she responded with a question on something that had been sent out regarding people receiving their bills through email, and that there might be some concern about that. And she responded saying that early on, they thought, well, they were not going to take a chance and that every taxpayer would be receiving something through the mail for their tax bill and not rely on the email system, and that she's working with others to make sure that that email system is, everything's working all right before they rely just on that. But remember, the deadline to mail out those tax bills was 15 business days before the due date, and they met that deadline, and the tax bills are due May 10th. So if for some reason you didn't get your tax bill, maybe you have the wrong mailing address or some such thing, but if you know you owe taxes and did not get a tax bill, you must go ahead and do something.
That does
about
not make it where you were exempt just because you didn't. No, no.
If you
no,
go
no,
to,
no.
If you go to
they'll
CO.
They'll think that somebody forgot about you entirely. They will find out eventually.
Please don't do that. Yeah. If you go to co.monroe.in.us, right there on the official website for the government of Monroe County, Indiana's homepage, front page, you can't miss it. It says view or pay your tax bill online. So you can, number one, view it if you haven't seen it, like Marty's talking about, and you can pay it. So that's it's easier than perhaps waiting in line, finding a place to park, etc. You can handle that all online, and it shows you all the forms of payment. So good job, Monroe County, of making that again, eliminating any hurdles, perhaps, in finding your tax bill and everything else. So, again, that's next Wednesday, Marty, a week from today, right?
Wednesday, May 10th.
That's right. That's us.
And they are going to be open until 6 on Friday, May 5th, Monday, May 8th, Tuesday, May 9th, Wednesday, May 10th. Now, if you plan to mail out your check, which, of course, if you mail a check, you're not going to have to pay the additional charge for having used the charge card. But if you plan to mail that check out, Treasurer McClellan is absolutely encouraging you to take it to the post office to get it postmarked, because they can't do anything about if it doesn't get postmarked on time. You know, they don't have any control over the post office. So if you want to make sure that you get it postmarked, you see it getting postmarked.
And I've posted the link to the Monroe County site on our Facebook page, WGCL Radio, so you can see that, share that with folks. It shows you all the hours of operations, the extended hours, Marty, that you were just mentioning, and information on how to see your stuff online, how to pay it online. So, again, you just friend us at WGCL Radio or share it. I know you could do a good job of sharing the community service stuff we post. And, again, just helps everybody, because if you don't pay it, Marty, there's a penalty and consequence, correct?
Oh, right. I mean, it's hard enough to pay the taxes without having to pay a penalty on top of that. And we don't want to charge a penalty. We want people to be able to have all the information they need so that they can pay it timely. Now, let me tell you, some of the folks who are struggling with their tax bill, perhaps throughout the county, but especially those in Washington Township and Bloomington Township outside of the city of Bloomington, where they are now paying the additional tax for the Northern Monroe Fire Territory. I certainly wish that there had been some kind of more public awareness of just exactly how high the tax bill in dollars was going to be. Because if you tell somebody, well, your rate may change by so much, that's just really doesn't help them prepare. And I would have liked to have seen, you know, it's always the better look in hindsight. Makes everybody so smart, doesn't it? To have had some kind of additional information going out to those folks earlier on this year, so they would have had time to be prepared for what is a huge jump in their taxes. I'm seeing people with the latest one was $1,200 more than what their last year's tax bill was.
I had a friend who told me their taxes went up, I think it was 58%.
Well, and what is going on here is that it's not, most of it is the fire territory, but if some of the other units also, taxing units, also raise their tax levies and or their tax rates, then, you know, it's a combination of the whole thing. And what's really bringing to, so people really are looking at this when they're getting that tax bill and they're getting that sheet that says special message to property owner, and then on when you look down the tables and it's showing you how the dollars are getting distributed, and it's showing how much that township percent difference in the taxes owed, and that's huge. It's like 0.96 something. I'm trying to remember now that I did have that open. Now, that doesn't mean that's what the tax rate is, but that means that's how much more the difference in the increase in the taxes from last year to this year.
Now, Marty,
and people really were not prepared.
No, they weren't. But the at the end of the day, Marty, what do the people in those communities get for their tax dollars? Because, I mean, you
what
know.
What do they expect for it? Well, certainly, if your house is on fire, they expect someone to show up. And I'm certain that will be the case. And you know what? We want our firefighters to be treated well and paid well. I don't think anyone is suggesting otherwise. What seems to me is that regardless of whether or not the township trustees made every effort to contact everybody, or there was no method to contact everyone, it seems to me that's where the breakdown is, that people get busy living their own lives, taking care of their children, going to work, taking care of their own household, and they truly did not believe that these taxes would go up this high. From some of their newspaper reports that they had read, didn't look like it was going to be going up that high. They're thinking, oh, yes, we need fire protection. And then they just sort of put that out of their mind. They did not expect this kind of a tax increase. So what the better way is of notifying people, I don't know. But I think that we have to find a better way for us to communicate together. I know everybody's contacting the county council, but as a reminder, the county council had no vote in this whatsoever. This was a separate issue for the citizens there in Washington Township and in Bloomington Township. And so this is the time, and that was the time, to have been very involved and paying attention, because once that tax bill arrives, unless there's a mistake on it, which I'm not hearing that, those taxes are due.
And Marty, and when you hear and people say, well, I got my assessment and that number doesn't seem right, that's not affecting the tax bill that's due next Wednesday, the 10th. That's down the road, correct? If you want to argue
for
that.
Next year.
Yeah, so let's make sure that's clear. Go ahead.
For those people who have property that is not your homestead property. Remember, if it's your homestead, you get a certain percentage off and then some more off, and so then you're really paying the tax rate against a much reduced assessed value. But if you have other property, some other ground around your house or another outbuilding or anything, any other kind of improvement, you do not get that homestead credit and that additional credit and all those deductions off of that. And so you're paying that full tax rate, against that full assessed value with no break in it. So that's where I think you're seeing a lot of people who are saying that because the tax rate did go up and a lot of those folks have more than just their homestead, they're paying a rather large increase on that as well. So I really regret it. I wish there was some kind of something I could say to these folks that would make them feel better. But you know what? There's not a lot that's going to make you feel better when you suddenly get something in the mail that says you've got to come up with over $1,000 more than what you thought you were going to have to pay. Not many people can. Well, I would just say there's a lot of people, a lot of households, who could not come up with $1,000 that quickly.
I don't disagree with you on any of that stuff. And again, tax bills due next Wednesday, and that's what it is. And you can find that information at the county's website. You can see it on our Facebook page at WGCL Radio as well. Good stuff as always. We will get caught up on tax day next Wednesday and make sure everybody is reminded of. We'll help remind throughout the rest of this week and next week as well and get everybody to the courthouse or to the internet where you can pay off all the and make sure you're current on all that. Good stuff as always, Marty, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
Thank you.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk checking in here every Wednesday morning just after 8, around 8:10 by the time we get things rolling. And, again, it's your money. It's your tax dollars, and we keep an eye on where it goes and what it does for you.